Hello, people. Welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Emily, and I'm here with a special guest.
I am Emily's grandma. My name is, should I say my name?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm Emily's grandma.
And we're here for part two of a Valentine's Day special. It's the day after Valentine's Day. And I was going to explain to Grandma, because she doesn't know what we're doing yet. So I was explaining to them on the last episode. I said there were times where I gave them a really low rating, and then I looked back later and thought that they actually weren't that bad. And then there were a lot of other times where I talked a lot of smack about them because I was just trying to fill up time on my podcast. Yeah. So, that's why I'm deciding to redo them. Starting with Nidoran, the female, out of 5 stars, what do you think? I am giving it 2 stars. I don't like it. I like the color, but I just don't like it.
Well, I don't care for it, not only just for the looks, but it does say poison point rivalry. And that makes me think maybe it's not got the most congenial. When somebody is kind to you and such. You know, poison point, that seems to me like a little bit hostile.
That's because you're looking at, like, their attacks. Every Pokemon has attacks with different names.
Well, that's true, but that sounds pretty deadly.
Okay, so what do you want to rate it then?
2. I don't care for the way it looks either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Nidorina, this is the female still, I believe. Yeah. I like how this looks a lot better. I'm going to give it 3 stars average.
You know, I kind of like the way it's looking in the picture. It kind of looks like a little mischievous. So
it kind of looks like a koala bear with its big ears.
Yeah, I know. It's more likable. It really is.
Yeah. The other one kind of looked like, I don't know, a rat or something.
That's a good description of that. Yes, it is. Oh, and it's also a poison pin Pokemon. Okay, well, I just really do like it better. Yeah. Like you said, I think I'd give it a 3.5.
Okay. Nidoqueen. I like how it looks. It looks like a dinosaur and a reptile mixed together, kind of. If I had to explain it. It's on its hind legs. I'll give it 3.5.
Yeah, it looks like it has kind of a round belly and goofy arms a little bit. And I really am not a fan of reptiles or dinosaurs, so I guess I'd give it a 2.
How do you not like dinosaurs?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't. They scare me.
They're extinct.
I know, but just the thought of it.
Okay, Nidoran male. 2 stars. I don't care for it.
Well, it's better than the last one. It's purple, which I like. I like purple. It's got that horn in the front of its forehead. I don't know about that. Big ears. Probably can hear really good.
Yeah, it's got like big rabbit ears.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I give it a 3.
Okay. Nidorino. Ugh.
That I don't like.
2 stars, not for me.
It kind of reminds me of a rhinoceros.
Yeah, except not as cool as a rhinoceros.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it doesn't have any. I don't know why I'm thinking this when I look at it, but it sort of feels like it doesn't really have much intelligence. I don't know why, just by looking at it.
Hmm.
Which you can't really tell. That was my first impression.
Yeah, well, Grandma has never seen these Pokemon before, right?
That's right, I haven't.
And she's never seen episodes on them, so right. She's basing them solely off...
on looks.
Looks.
Yeah.
I have seen episodes for some of these Pokemon, so I guess it's a mixture for me, but yeah. Something I thought I'd put out there. Nidoking. A lot of people like Nidoking. It looks pretty cool. I'll give Nidoking, I want to say 4 or 4.5.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I would give it a...
I'll give it the same rating as Nidoqueen, which I think was 4 stars.
Okay. Well, just by looking at it, I will give it a 3.5 stars.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Clefairy.
Oh, that's adorable. It's like the doughboy.
It looks very mythical.
Hmm.
2 stars. I don't like it.
It looks like a happy pig. You know, it looks all happy and it's got that big round belly and it's, I don't know, it's just cute. Yeah, I'll give it 3 stars.
Hmm. I'm just not a fan of its eyes. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me. Looks like Charlie Brown or something.
Oh, and that's what makes it good, Charlie Brown. I do like Charlie Brown.
Clefable. 2 stars, not for me.
I'll say 3. It's, again, you know, a kind of a cutie.
Oh.
Cute charm, it's what it says. It's
shoot.
Abilities. What?
We have to look at the pre-evolutions too. So, Cleffa.
Oh.
Forgot about that. So, this is Cleffa.
Oh, Cleffa's cute.
What would you?
I'll say, now that's kind of cute. I'll say 3.5.
I'm going to rate Cleffa 2 stars, not for me. I'm not a fan of its dark ears.
Well,
I can't even tell if they're ears. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you gotta look past that.
Let me make sure I didn't skip any pre-evolutions. No, I didn't. Okay. Vulpix? A lot of people like Vulpix.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people also like Alolan Vulpix.
Oh, my.
It's beautiful. Like the winter variant.
Yes, I love that. It's so pretty.
They're both...
and cute. Wouldn't you like to have that for a pet?
Maybe. I wouldn't want Brock's Vulpix, though, because me and Caitlin thought it was kind of snooty. It is cute, though.
It sure is.
Which one would you say you liked better?
I like the albino white one.
Alolan.
I wonder if that's a rare one. Mm-hmm. Usually albinos are kind of rare, meaning they have no color.
What would you want to give Vulpix?
I want to give that one, I'd say 4.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For me, Vulpix and Alolan Vulpix are the same amount of cuteness. I'll give it 4 stars. Either 3.5 or 4 stars, I'm not sure.
Kind of reminds me of, like, the squirrels that we see in our yard, too.
They got very poofy tails.
Yes, they sure do.
Yeah. Then it's evolution Ninetales, which looks like a fox.
Mm.
Very much.
Like the peacock.
Then that's a Alolan form, too. Yeah.
I don't know how it can carry that big poof on the back of its...
It's just really... I think it's kind of just airy and fluffy and light. That's how I imagine it.
Well, yeah, even though, because it's kind of a slim animal to begin with. Or a Pokemon, I should say. Yeah, it's nice. I'd say 3.5.
I'll also say 3.5. Let me look up Iggly Buff. Because this is the pre-evolved form of Jigglypuff. 2 stars. Not for me.
Kind of cute. I'll say 3.
Yeah.
I like all those cute little... It's like a ball with eyes in them all. And it's so happy.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird looking to me.
Well, you know, most Pokemons are.
Okay, sure. Jigglypuff. We all know Jigglypuff's personality.
Balloon,
if
Pokemon.
I'm basing it off looks, though, I'm going to say...
Cute charm, it says. That's its abilities.
2.5.
It's got something kind of weird, you know, this is, you know, from the top of the head down to the forehead. I'm not sure if I like that so much.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say...
It's kind of got a blank look in its eyes.
Yeah. I'll say 2.
Dead inside. Okay, 2 stars. Wow, I can't believe I gave a higher rating than you. Wigglytuff. Caitlin liked Wigglytuff.
Oh, yeah. Wigglytuff.
It was a bossy little thing.
I just want to... Let's see how heavy is that. 26.5 pounds.
You wouldn't be able to lift that.
No, I was thinking it looks so cute and little, like you could almost put it in your pocket, but...
3 feet tall.
Wow, it's pretty big. Well, I will love the cuteness is gone. It's that big. Maybe. Maybe not. I'll say 3.5. I do think it's cute.
I'll say 3.
When they smile, I think that really brings a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Zubat, she does not like. Well, let her speak for herself.
Oh, that scared me.
She doesn't even like looking at the screen right now. It's just a picture, Grandma.
I know.
Zubat, I'm trying to remember if they're...
Is that the mouth open out the teeth?
Yes. Its mouth is constantly open, I
oh
think.
My gosh.
I'm not sure.
Better to bite you at. Excuse me.
What are you thinking for Zubat?
Yeah, 1.
I'm going to say 2. Not for me. Golbat. Wow, its mouth got even bigger. That's its mouth.
I'm trying to look at...
2 stars, not for me.
I'll say 1.
There's also Crobat. I think that was my favorite of the evolutions, was Crobat. Here we go. Can you see that?
I can.
That bat actually looks kind of normal.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll say 2.5 for that one.
I'll say 3, average, for Crobat. Oddish. I love Oddish. Isn't it so cute? It's a little blueberry.
Oh, that is cute. Oh. It's really got little eyes.
Yeah.
And a leafy top.
It's like its hair.
Almost like a blueberry with little eyes and round feet.
They're super cute in the show, too.
I bet.
Oddish, okay, I'm just going to say this right now. I have made a very big deal on my podcast about my top 10 favorite Pokemon. And in the Oddish episode, I go back and forth if I want it on my top 10 or not. Let me just say, that whole thing has just, it's a mess. I don't know what my top 10 are anymore. I just know that there are some Pokemon I really like. I can't put them in order anymore. It's a jumbled mess.
Well, they keep adding more and more, so how can you keep up?
Yeah. Well, I'm not, I haven't even been keeping up with their latest Pokemon.
I noticed this says a species weed Pokemon. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
A weed growing on the top of your head.
I'm going to give Oddish 5 stars. Because I give 5 stars to my very favorite Pokemon. Love it.
4.5.
Okay.
I never saw it in an episode. I'm sure I'd probably give it 5 if I saw it in an episode.
4.5. That's good enough for me. Gloom. It looks like a toddler with drool coming out of its mouth. Very tired toddler.
It looks like it needs help.
Yeah, Gloom always needs help.
Oh, the poor thing. You just want to go and give it a hug.
I'm going to give it a Kleenex.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see, I always like to look at the bones, too. These are all kind of big, yeah.
I'm giving it 2 stars, not for me. I think the idea is creative, though, of a plant growing on top of its head.
Maybe it doesn't like the plant growing on top of its head.
Yeah.
2.5.
Okay. Now we have Vileplume. That's the evolved form of the one we just saw.
Oh my gosh, where's the head?
That is the head.
Yeah,
it's
but
it's a flower.
Oh my gosh, yes, now I see the little eyes underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, where are the eyes? Oh my, what a huge head. Looks like mushrooms, big mushrooms coming out of the top of its head.
It looks like a flower to me.
Hmm.
Or its body could be the mushroom.
It's really got little eyes. It does have a smile on its face.
Yeah, I think it's cute. I'll give Vileplume 4 stars.
Wow. Let's see. I'll say 2.5. I don't really care for that big thing on the head.
Okay. Paris.
Oh my gosh, it looks like there's lobster claws in the front.
It's, yeah.
Weird. That looks like almost like an insect.
It looks like a crab.
Yeah. Wow, that's bizarre.
I'm not a fan of its mouth.
Oh,
that's the biggest thing for me. So, Paris. I'm going to give it 2 stars, not for me.
Yeah, 2 stars.
Parasect, that's a little better.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm still giving that one 2 stars.
Really bizarre looking.
It's the mushroom Pokemon.
Oh my gosh. Yes, and underneath it, my goodness, how would I describe it? It's got the lobster claws, and it's, wow, it's bizarre. 2. You know, I don't like to think about lobsters.
I'm sorry to any Paras or Parasect fans out there. Venonat. Caitlin abhors this Pokemon.
Really? How come?
She thinks it's... She can't even put it in a sentence. She just kept gagging. I don't know. She thinks it's ugly, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. It's all fuzzy. You know, the body's fuzzy. That's good. It's got a little, few cute little antennas. The eyes are really bizarre, though.
It's like the eyes of a fly.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. When you think of that. Yep. That's what you said. Mm-hmm. I can see it. If the eyes were better. Yeah. Let's see. It says compound eyes. Tinted lens. Interesting.
I'm giving it 2 stars, not for me.
Me too. 2 stars, yeah.
Venomoth. It's just like a moth Pokemon. It's a pretty one, though. I like its color. It's like a lilac.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a cross between maybe a butterfly and maybe a bee.
The thing that trips me up is it looks like these white things here. I don't know if that's its arms or it looks like its ribs are sticking out.
Where are you seeing?
Right here. The white stuff right here.
That looks like it's underneath the chin. It doesn't look like...
It's on its body.
Oh, is this supposed to be the neck? Maybe. Hard to say.
Okay, so what did you want to rate it?
I think 3.
I'll give it, sure, I'll give it 3.
You know, we're pretty close with our, you know, our answers.
We kind of are. Except you liked the kind of Jigglypuff looking ones and I don't.
Yeah, like the goofy, fun ones. Yeah.
Okay, Diglett.
Oh, that's cute. cute, except I don't know what's on the bottom here.
We don't get to see the rest of its body. It's a mystery.
Oh.
Yeah, we only know what Diglett's head looks like.
Mole Pokemon. It's cute. I like it.
And then here's the Alolan one.
Oh, okay. I guess I like the first one better, but I give them 3. Not bad.
Give it 2.5. It's a little bland for me.
Where do they come up with these things?
Diggly-dee, diggly-dee, diggly-dee.
Oh, that's funny.
Dugtrio, here's the evolved one.
Oh, what do you mean? There's 3 of them there.
Yeah, that's an evolved one, I guess. I don't know if they're all, like, connected at the bottom to the same body. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Well, they're cute. I'll give them 3.
I'll give them 2. Here's Alolan. They have a bunch of wigs on.
It's like they went to the wig store.
I think that's their real hair, though.
I know. It's just funny. I give them 3. They're kind of cute.
Oh, man. Meowth. We got Meowth.
God.
We got regular Meowth, Alolan, and Galarian.
Oh, my gosh. That last one's horrible.
Galarian.
Yeah, looks evil.
Looks like a fur ball.
It looks evil. It's got the claws.
Okay, so do you like regular Meowth the best?
You know, in all the episodes, they're with Team Rocket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really the best character. How about the second one? I mean, the second one, the evolved one. Not that one. I'll give that one like, oh, that one's kind of cute. That's almost like
Alolan one.
Almost looks like the tail of a pink panther or something. Yeah, I like the second one.
She likes the Alolan one.
Yeah, I'll give it 2.5.
Okay.
And the other 2, I'll give a 1.
I'm going to give, man, it's really hard for me to separate. It's from its personality.
I know, that's just it.
I'll just say 3, average.
Oh, okay.
They could have made him cute, but they made him like a scrawny little cat with a football-shaped face. I don't know.
I don't care for that.
Persian. But then look at the Alolan one. Look at its face.
Look at him. Too many.
It swallowed a watermelon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it looks almost like it's confused. Classy cat Pokemon.
It's classy.
Yeah. And what's this one? First one called again?
This one's called Persian.
Oh, yeah.
It's the evolved form of Meowth.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
well,
it got upgraded.
Sure did. I'll give that one a 3.
I'll give that one a 4. It looks like a female lion, almost.
Yeah. Maybe I'd give it a 3.5.
Okay. Psyduck, my mom's favorite Pokemon.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
Since my mom loves it, I'll give it 4.5.
I don't know if I love it that much.
Okay, what do you want to give it?
I'd say 3.5.
Okay. Golduck. I love Golduck. You should have seen him in this one episode. It's so funny. He was trying to impress all the ladies and, like, show off and stuff.
That's hilarious.
It was so funny.
Sounds like the character is pretty cute.
I know. Whenever I see Golduck, I always think of that episode I saw.
Well, now that you said that, I would give it a 3. Otherwise, I was going to give it a 2.
I'll give it a 4. I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like a sea monster. I don't know. With its webbed hands and feet.
Looks a little bit frightening.
Mankey. 2 stars.
I don't know, it's kind of cute.
Pig monkey.
Pig monkey.
Yeah.
Good heavens, what a terrible name. Well, now that I read the name.
Doesn't it look like a pig monkey?
It sure does. I guess I'll give it a 2.
Okay. What did it look like before I read Pig Monkey to you?
Well,
because you
like
said you thought it looked cute originally.
Yeah, it looked like a fuzzy ball with, you know, a tail, and the look on its face was kind of cute, like it was having a temper tantrum.
Oh, this Pokemon gets mad a lot.
I can tell.
It's got some emotional issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I was identifying with that.
Primate, that's a evolved form.
That one looks like kind of like a bully, maybe, to me.
This, and it's still mad, too. It's still mad. It's got that little anime mad little thingy on it. You know, if you know, you know.
Mm. I get that probably.
I'll give it 2. Growlithe, someone said I was pronouncing it wrong. It's not called Growlithe, apparently. Growlithe?
It kind of looks like a dog.
Growlithe? It acts like a dog, too.
Oh, I think I like that.
It's cute. It looks like a dog and a tiger kind of mixed together.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4.5.
And here's the Hisuian. Oh, that's horrible.
That really is bad.
That's horrible. We are going to act like we didn't see that.
Yeah.
I'll also give Growly, if that's how you say it, a 4 stars. Arcanine, its evolved form. Ooh, I like that a lot better.
Mm.
It just looks cuter somehow.
It really does. The eyes.
Yeah. Its whole mane. I would just love to pet that. So floofy.
Yeah.
I won't even show you the Hisuian one. Unless you want to see it.
No. No.
I'll give Arcanine 4.5.
I give it 4.5 too.
Yeah. Poliwag.
Oh.
It's a little tadpole.
That's cute. It's got the, you know, the target mouth.
This little spiral?
Yeah, the spiral's on the wall. It's like, almost like a target.
Hmm.
But,
I think there was like some kind of backstory behind that, but I don't remember.
That's really cute. I'll give that at least a 4.
I'll give that a 3. Poliwhirl.
I don't care for that.
I don't, yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just looks too much like a frog. Nothing against frogs, but...
She doesn't like frogs.
And
I like frogs, but I don't know if I like Poliwhirl's design.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it 2.5, maybe 3. What do you think?
I wouldn't give it any more than 2.5.
Poliwrath, that basically... It just looks more mad.
Yeah, I don't care for that. I'll give that.
It's less cute. What happened?
I know.
2.5.
I'll give it 1.
Abra.
Abra, Kadabra.
Actually, the next Pokemon is called Kadabra.
Huh. Let's see here. Well, it's kind of...
It's sleeping right now.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it with its eyes open, so it might just be like that, always closed.
I have to kind of look at it to... decipher what's what, you know, because it's kind of a strange shape. It's got that tail.
I kind of like its design. It's very unique. I'm thinking 3 stars average.
Yeah, I'll say 2.
Okay. Kadabra, its evolved form. Looks like a fox with a long mustache. Or kind of beard thingy.
I don't care for that at all. 1.
I'll give it 2.5. Then Alakazam. Hang on a second. 2.5.
Oh gosh. I don't like that at all.
Or Mega Alakazam.
And that's
funny.
It's like a genie.
Yeah, a wizard or something.
Yeah.
Mega.
That's different. I'll give that a kind of creepy. I'll give it 2.5.
Actually, I just thought of something.
What's that?
I wonder if there's a Gigantamax Poliwrath. Because sometimes, no, this doesn't look good. Okay, never mind. Do you like the Mega one better? The wizard looking one?
That one, yeah.
What would you rate that?
I'd say...
I'll give it 2.5 stars. I think I also like the Mega better.
Three.
Okay.
You know, it's hard for people to really, you know, understand all this unless you actually go to each one and look at it.
Well, a lot of these people know Pokemons by heart and what they look like, or at least vaguely remember.
That's true.
If you were listening to this and you have no idea what these Pokemon were, this podcast would be very boring.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, I'm sure people that are into Pokemon.
Most people know Gen 1 Pokemon, though. Yeah. But the more, the more generations there are, the less people know. The less people are familiar with, at least the older people.
How many generations are there?
Oh man, I don't even know anymore. Wow. 6 or 9?
That's something. Whew, how can you possibly?
And they're over 1,000 Pokemon now. I said this a while ago. I said they should have stopped at 1,000 Pokemon. You know I love Pokemon, but they should have left it at 1,000. Like, that's the goal. 1,000, we're finally ending it. But now they're starting a new show with a new character, a main character, I mean, and so. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
I don't like that one. Machop.
Machop, yeah. It looks like a shark and a human blended together.
Mm.
And it's not a good hybrid.
Sure isn't.
I'll give that 2 stars.
I give it 1.
Machoke.
Oh my gosh, looks like King Kong. Oh.
2 stars. Not
one,
for me.
1.
I'm very picky about my humanoid Pokemon. Pokemon that look like human.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Machamp.
I don't like that one either. 1. It's got 4 arms.
Okay, oddly enough, I like this one the most out of all of them. But, it's still 2 stars, not for me. I want to look at that Gigantamax of this. Machamp. Oh, wow. Look at that. That looks completely different.
It sure does. Looks like a cartoon character.
Well, it isn't anime, so. Eh. I don't know. I don't know about that form. Moving on. Bellsprout?
Oh, for cute.
It literally looks like that pea shooter in Plants vs. Zombies. Exactly like that. Who made it first? I want to know, because that just... Yeah.
I gave it 3.5.
I'll also give it 3.5. It's cute.
Does it run on its... its roots there?
I think it does.
Oh my.
That would be a sight to see.
Yeah, no kidding.
Weeping Bell, 2 stars, not for me. I don't like it when... I usually don't like it when Pokemon don't have a body.
Yeah, well, how does that work? Can't move around.
Yeah, I don't know. Flap their little leaf arms? I don't know.
No, I don't like it either. 1.
Victory Bell. Screeching Pokemon. At least the one James had.
I don't know. I'll give it 2.
I will also give it 2. Tentacool. I like jellyfish, and I feel like they could have made a cool jellyfish Pokemon, but I just don't care for the design of Tentacool.
Maybe if it closed its mouth.
Or Tentacruel.
If it closed its mouth, do you think you could see it better? Because it's all mouth on this picture.
What are you talking about?
What is that?
Open. Those are like jewels on its head.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't like that either.
Oh, yeah. 1. I'll say 1.
2. I don't want to be mean, so I don't give any of them one.
Oh, man. I'll give that one zero.
Tentacruel, she wants to give it zero. I'll take that as a one. I give it a two. I'd like to see a cool jellyfish Pokemon. I don't know if they made one yet. They might have. If they do, let me know.
They should look at SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I could get a good one.
Geodude. I'm not a fan of Geodude, because like I said, it doesn't have a body.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
So two stars for me.
Yeah, one half.
Graveler. That's a little better for me, but... I'm giving it two stars, but I like it better than Geodude. Golem. Very interesting design here. It's got, its whole body is like a rock.
Yeah, it looks very scary.
Or that one. Which one you like better? I like regular Golem. Alolan.
I say two stars.
I'll also give it two stars. I think it's tied with Graveler. I think I might like Graveler a little better than Golem. Ponyta!
Aw, I love ponies.
She loves horses.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's Galarian. Let's see. Oh, wow. I forgot what Galarian looked like. It literally looks like a My Little Pony.
Hmm. I give Galarian a 4.5.
Do you like Galarian better?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're both very cute. I like them both. 4.5.
I'll give it... I think I like regular Ponyta better. I'll give it 4. Rapidash. It's not as cute.
It's got stuff.
And I don't like how its hair changed. It looks... The fire looks very, like... It looks like, pieces of paper scrunched up into balls put together. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like it has a disease. Like, it needs to have... I don't know.
Well, its manes are fire. That's what it's made of.
Oh.
But I just don't like how the fire looks in this picture.
Oh. Well, in that case...
And here's Galarian.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, my.
It looks like a unicorn now. Galarian Rapidash. It literally looks like a unicorn.
It trip over all the hair when it tries to walk.
Probably does. Give it a little haircut.
I'll give them both 3.5.
I like Galarian better. So I'll give it 3. Slowpoke. A lot of people like this Pokemon. Slowpoke. It's very slow. It talks very slow. It moves very slow. It's like as slow as a sloth.
That's what I was wondering.
Here's the Galarian. I don't like that. The yellow on its head.
Yeah, the first one I'll give 1.5. The second one I'll give 2.
Really? Yeah. You like this one better?
I said 1.5 for that one.
No, you didn't.
Well, whatever you're showing now, 1.5. And then this.
We only rate the one we like the best, so...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, 2 on the... whichever one that is.
Slowpoke.
Yeah.
I'll give Slowpoke 3. Average. Slowbro. This is another Pokemon, apparently. It holds on to its tail.
Unfortunate it has that tail. Otherwise, it's cute.
Yeah. I'll give it 3 stars average. Slowbro.
I give it 2.5.
Here's Mega Slowbro. Oh my goodness. What is that? What is going on in Mega Slowbro?
Oh,
it's being eaten alive.
Looks like it has an armor on it.
Galarian Slowbro. Oh, that looks interesting.
Yeah, I like that one.
Do you like that one or this one?
Well, let's see. Show me again that. I think I like the first one.
Okay. Regular Slowbro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it 3. Average.
Oh. This is a lot.
This will be our last one.
All right.
Magnemite.
For heaven's sake. Look at that.
I have been forever changed by that Magnemite episode I watched where they thought it had a crush, the Magnemite had a crush on Pikachu, but it was just attracted by its electricity.
Oh.
And I've liked Magnemite ever since.
Huh. Yeah, it's kind of different. I'll give it 2.5.
I usually don't like Pokemons that are objects, but Magnemite's an exception, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, I'll give it a... What did you say you gave it?
2.5.
I'll give 3. I'll give it a... Yeah, either 3 or 3.5. Magneton is not... I'm not a fan of that, though.
Ooh, no.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I was thinking of what... It's not Magneton. It's, Magnezone. That's what I was thinking. Okay, so Magneton, what are you thinking? I'm thinking, I don't like that they're all connected.
I don't either.
So 2 stars, not for me.
Kind of looks like, I don't know, too much hardware to be a Pokemon on that one. Yeah, I don't care for that one.
So what do you want to rate it?
That one would be a
one. Okay, now we have Magnezone. This is the final evolution. Unless they make a new one.
It's like a spaceship.
2 stars, not for me. It doesn't even look like a Pokemon.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's like a spaceship with an eye. I'll give it 1.5.
Okay, let me just make sure and go back that make sure I didn't miss any... pre-evolve forms throughout here. Oh, we gotta do Slowking. Slowpoke has so many evolutions. What do you think of this one? Can you see that?
It's kind of cute.
That's Slowking. I don't like the hat on its head, so I'm giving it 2.5 stars.
I'll give it 2.5 also.
And here's the other version of a Slowking. I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, we saw that. I just want to make sure.
Sure, you got them all, huh?
Yeah, we... I don't think we missed any. Only thing I'm, like, worried about is the pre-evolved forms. But I think...
I thought you were pretty thorough.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of just went and... Oh, here we are. We missed Politoed. Politoed is the cutest thing. It may or may not just be... one of my favorite Pokemon ever. 5 stars.
I'll say 4. It is cute.
Even though she doesn't like frogs.
Yeah, but that one was a cute one.
It was cute. You should have seen it in the episode. You would have given it 5 stars if you'd seen it.
Probably.
It was like doing a clap dance. It just loved dancing and clapping.
Aww.
Yeah. Now let's see. Oh, wait a second. Oh, I don't know if we should rate Perserker.
Yeah, I don't care for it at all. 1.
2 stars. Not for me. Okay, I think... Okay, here we go. We missed Bellossom. This one here.
Oh.
I love Bellossom. They are the cutest thing.
That's cute. I'll give that one 4.5.
They like to dance.
Aw.
I'll give it 4.5 as well. Not quite 5 stars, but close. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I got Igglybuff, right? Yep. Okay, I think. And then I got Cleffa. Okay, so I got everything. So thank you all for listening to this episode. Do you have any last words?
No, it's just opened my eyes to how complicated the whole system is.
Complicated.
Well, you know, I mean, so many different varieties and all of their, you know, personalities, and it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.